It's a freezing cold afternoon just 2 days before Christmas, a time where festive spirit is mixed with frantic last minute preparations, or just time for putting your feet up and enjoying some time out in front of the fire. Not many of us have the time of or the inclination to offer random acts of kindness though, apart from here in Stony Stratford. I'm joined by Alex Holmes, who's one of the organisers. So what's in return for it?
So really, this is all about giving stuff out for free. It's random acts of kindness. We don't want anything in return. All we'd like is to make someone smile, spread some positive vibes, and even make their day. That's what it's all about.
There's an old saying that you get nothing in life for free. A sceptical question, I know. Have you had any suspicious questions as to why you just want to do this?
That's a really good point. We've had a big response. They aren't quite sure what we're doing. They don't want to accept anything for free. And I think that shows that we're quite a sceptical society. But actually, this is all about doing something for free. And we're surprising people because these are young people giving up their Christmas holidays for free, giving out free smiles, free compliments, pulling crackers with random passers-by. And it's just that bit of contact that actually shows young people can make a difference and are good members of our society. And that's what it's all about.
And what's the reception been like here in Stony Stratford?
The reception's been a cold reception in the sense that it's freezing out here, but it's been really warm. Young people, old people have all said that it's a fantastic initiative and they've really appreciated that contact that they've had and that little interaction that's actually made a difference to their day. So it's been a really positive experience.
Sure, if I could bring a couple of you guys in. I mean, yeah. You've given up your afternoon here a couple of days before Christmas. Tell us what you've been doing.
We've been making candy floss and then we've been giving it out to children, to adults, to everyone, just to spread Christmas cheer, basically.
How did you all get involved in this?
I first got involved when Alex started an anti-bullying campaign at the school I went to. And then when I left, I carried on with the anti-bullying and he said that we was going to be doing a random acts of kindness in the summer just gone to calm down. And so I did and it was really good. And since then, I've done everything with the anti-bullying and random acts. But I like it because it makes me feel good to make other people happy.
And explain to us what you're wearing at the moment.
I'm wearing like a sandwich board and it says free hugs on it. And I've hugged about 30 people today. And it's cool.
Fantastic. And what about yourself? What have you been up to today?
I've been selling candy floss with him, giving out to all sorts of people. We've had one where a woman's come across from the shop. We haven't been like, the machines were making it slowly, so we've taken it across to her and she's been really happy about it.
It's worthwhile when someone says thank you, they'd be happy. We put a smile on someone's face, then we know it's worthwhile doing.
It just makes you feel good that you've made someone smile, especially like the elderly people. This day and age as well, like a lot of the teenagers aren't nice. So especially like when you see the older people, older generation, you see them making them smile because the youths have, you know, given them a hug. It's good.
It's a fantastic effort. Yeah. You've done really, really well today, especially it is absolutely freezing. I can barely feel my hands after 5 minutes out here. So well done. Have a great Christmas. And Alex, if I can just bring you back in, because this isn't all you've been doing this year. Your group have been doing a great deal in the community. Just tell us a bit about that, because you've won an award as well this year. Is that right?
That's right. This group have actually won a Positive Image Award for young people. And that's because they've done a great effort and a campaign, really, to promote a positive image of young people and showing that they can give something back to their community and that they are actually decent young people, which is sometimes an image that isn't perceived.